What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Folks, we are live. It is Patriot Power Hour. It is Tuesday, and it is May 25th, 2021. I am Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, with my co-host, Future Dan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're trying to get a sense of this overall news environment, and I wanted to get with you right at the start of the show and do something like call out a constellation of dangerous indicators tonight.
All right.
They're in place right now. We got news censorship over the top, government level news censorship caught cold. We're going to get into the headlines in the second segment. Not talking about that right now, but just news is blatantly censored. It's grade one black on red tonight. Extreme after hour repos are being reported for the first time in several months, since well before the 2020 March stock market crashes. That has come back with a vengeance in the last 48 hours. We got evidence and opinion mounting that the Chinese lab lost control of COVID-19.
Oh, wow. Totally.
That's tonight. Okay. Free speech being abridged. Black ops suspected. Vaccination effects being exposed. It's like a constellation for tonight, this week. That's where we're at. And we spoke last week about how the things we highlighted last week most likely won't even be the most dangerous things this week. And we got, you know, a couple of them lighting up fast, just as we talked about.
I think the phrase you used, a constellation of danger, right? Constellation of information. What that means is these are spreading across the indicators. The stories and the headlines and the data points we are tracking are becoming interrelated. And I think the most obvious this week is the censorship, because we're seeing censorship, of course, of the Chinese lab leak.
Tightly aligned with that, and tightly aligned with vaccination effects.
Yep. Our own show censored last week.
We were.
On YouTube.
YouTube took us down.
Due to medical misinformation, essentially. That's all it's told us, but we did. Unfortunately, Prepper Broadcast Network had one of its YouTube uploads taken down. Ours. Apologies, but on the other hand, you kind of said,
I'm not sorry.
we're missing our mark if we're not doing that more often. And that we're trying to get in trouble, definitely not for copyright purposes, but damn, when it comes to exposing the true pan-coronavirus vaccine plan, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what got us done in for.
We're not apologizing.
No, we're not. No. Definitely not. But
screw YouTube, but we think it was in the third or fourth segment, because for some reason, due to technical difficulties, clicking the button in Spreaker to start the unmute me to come in and give you last week's heat map.
Right.
Did not happen. It's the lost news blitzkrieg, Ben. We did it all last week.
That's true. I forgot. It never got recorded. Didn't even get a chance to listen to it. And again, going back to the constellation that we're seeing, the censorship extends beyond COVID, beyond a vaccine. It also goes to this, quote, hate speech, goes to the election fraud. It goes to practically every topic, even crypto and financial news. And of course, the social credit score building in America. So we got, like, how many articles did you say we have? Literally headlines, I think 60 plus tonight.
66, carrying 66 tonight.
66. And there's so many different topics, and they're all interrelated, and they're all, I bet most, now here's the interesting thing. I bet the great majority of these topics we've discussed before, but maybe they've gone dim for here and there, but they're coming back. Like, everything that we talk about just continues to build, and maybe it'll go dormant for a week or a month, but when it's back the next time, it actually becomes more extreme, more critical. And so this is like another big wave growing. And, you know, obviously the big news we're going to cover a lot is dealing with the Chinese, kind of the, what was it, the bat virus? That whole narrative totally destroyed now, which we've been talking about for more than a year.
It's a bat virus.
Well, I mean, okay, bat soup virus. That's more like what I meant at the wet market.
Wet market.
That's more like what I meant then.
Exactly. Which was, you know, some number of hundreds of yards walk from the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yes. And another example of this constellation, this interconnectedness, is with the inflation. We talked about inflation last week, and I'm sure we'll talk about it next week.
It's showing
we're talking
up in the numbers
about it today.
On the gauges now.
All over the place with your food, construction materials. Of course, a lot of assets are going up in value, real estate prices, the stock market, all-time high. Crypto's taking a big hit, but still up 200%+ since a year ago. So
Evel Knievel-type feat in the second segment.
Okay, yeah. Good luck.
Every one of these headlines may not give you a chance to respond for your gestalt in that segment, but your reaction will probably be the remainder of the show. Take us wherever what occurs to you at the time, right? Because that's what's great about doing a show this way. We're looking across domains, trying to pull out meaning from them. And I'd like to make a nomination right now for the tagline of tonight's episode 142 of Patriot Power.
All right, make it happen. What is it?
So nothing new's under the sun, but some things are getting more sophisticated. That's kind of like the concept of what I'm seeing, right? Human behavior, it's pretty much evils done in time immemorial ways. But some of the methods and tactics being employed this century, this past 2 years, is unforeseen in history. So nothing new is under the sun, but it's getting more sophisticated.
Exactly. And that kind of goes right into what I was saying earlier about the cycle keeps churning and churning, but each time it's churning, whether it's daily, monthly, yearly, it's becoming more
compressed.
The technology's it's going more quickly. It's more dangerous. The technology's higher. The stakes are higher, and it becomes more compact. So I mean, it's kind of exciting. On the other hand, you know, may you live in interesting times, I think, is a curse.
Yeah, China.
Right, but we do, and we're here to cover it the best we can, and obviously part of PrepperBroadcasting.com to help be aware of the information. Now, you know, we're both working on our preps all the time, and we will try to relate that often as we can. But we really just want to be not the news or the information source by any means of the network, but really bring out a lot of different topics. Hopefully people that listen, whether they're hosts or others, will pick a couple of these topics to expand upon. We try to do the same, but man, there's just so much. It's got to be a team effort.
Yeah, we're trying to fulfill a role. So we're going to bring all the headlines in the briefest possible format in the second segment. And each of these headlines is a clickable article. Go read it for yourself. Judge for yourself whether it applies or it's not not serious. But we're not afraid of danger on the Patriot Power Hour. I think paying attention to it, talking about it, helping forestall it is better than, ducking your head into the sand and saying that's too harsh a reality. I can't deal with it. We're going to deal with it tonight by speaking about it, First Amendment style.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's the right way to look at it. And you got to first understand the problem, or at least figure out what the problem might be before you can try to come up with solutions and stuff. So,
and not all the little stovepipe problems. Each of these indicators is its own stovepipe. But when it becomes a constellation and it's systemic across different points of danger, you know something's brewing. I actually tonight do not fully understand why repos are hitting what the way they are. Over 400 billion, Ben. Just this past day. How and why that's even happening, I don't know. But ahead of COVID-19, in the late summer, early fall of 2019, we last had action like this. Is this a precursor, intentionally or just coincidentally, for COVID-21? It's worth thinking about.
Well, we want to get into this real quick. We do have a couple minutes. What is a repo? I'm going to make it super simple. This is the central bank, and this is banks, generally primary dealers, but actually doesn't have to be primary dealers. This is something
nerded in it out, man. Okay. Keep it simpler.
Some of your main Wall Street banks, let's say, are able to lend their reserves, what they keep on their balance sheet in their bank, in their vault. They can lend it to the Federal Reserve overnight and get a very small interest rate. And it's super safe in theory. Super safe. And you get a little bit more than 0%.
I'm not sure the direction on that's exactly right. This is also the Fed doling out cash infusions to prevent somebody from collapsing.
No, it's the other way around. But it's this, in a way... This is kind of the result of the quantitative easing and all the fraud used to prop everybody up. This is kind of the exhaust pipe, is one way to look at it. It gets a little geeky, but these banks can get a better interest rate at the Fed than with U.S. Treasuries. There's a couple reasons why. Number one, interest rates are going negative. In the real market, there's been so much debt spending that interest rates have to go negative or it'll be destroyed. That's pretty much the biggest reason. Number two, if that doesn't happen, the Fed has to influence it with this repo. One way to think of it, in a very simple terms, they've stuffed away so much of this fraudulent bailout money. They're so full that they can't take it anymore, and they have to give it to the Federal Reserve. And this is what... Well, if you read this right here,
I gotcha.
This is the amount of overnight reserves parked at the Fed. Now, this often happens when people panic. They want to put their reserves on the Fed because it'll be paid back 100%, no counterparty risk. But there's also an interest rate component.
So the banking system could be destabilized.
This is definitely destabilization in the banking system. There's just different reasons potentially
why. Large banks
why.
Could be in jeopardy of being solvent when this sort of behavior occurs, right?
Yes. So...
So what's the process where they just hand out the cash? I need a refresher on that. Goldman needs a $1 trillion bailout, or it's not it's all comes down.
They get that bailout, but what are they going to do with that money? They have to put it somewhere. Normally, they put it in the treasuries or other bonds.
So that already happened,
and now
this
it's
is
full.
The effects. This
it's
is the
effects. Full, and now they have to put it in another place, and that's the Fed. But that's only one potential reason. I mean, there's other reasons. Another reason, to make it very simple, is they're running out of treasuries. They're running out of the collateral that the banking system runs on. So again, this means they either have to put interest rates at negative, which I've been predicting for quite some time, which is pretty much what they're going to do.
We're seeing
or risk
tonight, yeah.
Massive collapse. So that's kind of what this signals. Anyway, guys, we're going to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to let you go on this marathon, sir, because you got a hell of a job in front of you. I'm looking forward to this news blitz. PrepperBroadcasting.com, everybody. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check out the entire list of shows. And we'll be right back on Patriot Power Hour. This is how I show my love. I'm painted in my mind because I'm blaming on my ADD, baby. The ultimate in vehicular preparedness.
Fire Edge. Universal mag carrier. Holds firearms, stun guns, flashlights, tourniquets, medical supplies right in your door pocket. When you need to fire, you want a Fire Edge. Visit fireedge.org. Use the promo code PBN. Save $7 off your order and get free shipping. Promo code PBN. All right, visit fireedge.org today.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, Blitzkrieg, segment two from FutureDanger.com. Exactly how corporate media launders opinion to attack inconvenient people and facts. Article under news blatantly censored. Facebook executive brags about increased censorship of so-called hate speech. India demands social media networks remove reference to, quote, Indian variant of COVID. Chinese link social media app censors videos making fun of Dr. Fauci. White House chief medical advisor Fauci walks back lab leak comments after indicating the leak theory is plausible. Vox, stealth editing, a March 2020 article, quote, debunking lab origin of COVID, secretly editing their previous news article, 1984 style. Former Secretary of State Pompeo says Fauci has the same intel he had when dismissing the lab leak theory under Trump. White House press secretary deflects over Wuhan bombshells during tense exchange. The collapse of the fake consensus of COVID-19 origins is on. Media trying to U-turn on the lab leak theory. Senator says chief medical advisor to the president absolutely committed perjury over Wuhan funding denial. Facebook whistleblowers exposed leaked internal documents detailing new effort to secretly censor, quote, vaccine hesitancy on a global scale. New federal legislation criminalizes criticism of China, especially over COVID-19. DOD pilot program for social media screening to contract private surveillance just to circumvent First Amendment restrictions on the military performing surveillance on its own troops. Just contract it out to abridge free speech. Father against critical race theory. Barred by from daughter's graduation by a Maine school board. New artificial intelligence called Vibra Image claimed to be able to profile people from their head vibrations. Yeah, Ben. Election theft news. Maybe that'll get us banned on YouTube. The stolen election headlines are as follows. Arizona Secretary of State alleges audited election machines may have been compromised by the auditors, rendering them unable to be used in future elections. How ironic. Judge orders absentee presidential election ballots to be examined for fraud in Fulton County, Georgia. New Hampshire auditors say vote discrepancies largely caused by ballot fold effect that disqualified 28% of the GOP vote in that state. Judicial system distrust continues to grow. Guards who slept 15 feet from Epstein's cell the night before his death given a deal to avoid jail. This as the former FBI director gave $100,000 to a private trust for the president's grandchildren. California civics leader jailed for continuous sexual abuse of children under 10. That goes under powerful pedophiles exposed. and world government growing, G7 close to agreement on taxation of the world's largest companies. I did hear today, Ben, that Ireland said no to that, that they're keeping 12.5. So no agreement on a minimum corporate global tax. Column 2. In bioweapons employed news tonight, COVID-19 coronavirus, Wuhan virus lab scientist thought to be patient zero, still missing, nowhere to be found or unable to speak. Great article from Max Salvo. They are telling us the plan for a future virus more deadly than COVID. Article speculative article that you ought to be ready for COVID-21. Drive-by shooting takes place at George Floyd Square 1 year to the day after his death. A reporter on the scene talks about police reform as the gunshots are ringing out. Mob film jumping on Occupy police cruiser in St. Louis. President of the United States, number 44, Barack Hussein Obama's campaign aide, will now be lobbying for the Chinese Communist Party-owned energy company. This while a senator accuses the chief medical advisor to the president of trying to cover his tracks with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Some more news in this area is going to come right out. The real question is, was Fauci a Chinese asset? That is a question that every patriot should ask. Column 3. Extreme after-hour repos reported. Reverse repo usage up $186 billion in 1 week. That headline preceded this one. Overnight reverse repo window doles out or receives back $433 billion today. Fed reverse repo volume sparks worries. U.S. short-term rates could go below zero. You made that call long before COVID hit us, too. Long before the last time we had repo rate issues. We can go back to the archives. It's about, I would estimate, episode 60 to 63. You made that in the August of 2019, Ben. Now, your beloved cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is under pressure. Federal government rushing to regulate Bitcoin sell-off as China and U.S. move to regulate and tax all cryptocurrencies. And the IRS is soliciting for contractors to provide tools for cracking crypto wallets. Wheat, corn, and soybean shortage causing hunger to explode all over the planet. Ford halts production of vehicles due to semiconductor shortage. Warehouses look to robots to fill labor gaps. That as we have a 444,000 initial jobless claims weekly last print. And the federal debt continues to be massively monetized. Fed says balance sheet could hit $9 trillion by 2013. We've also talked about where that's headed and what those numbers are. $9 trillion by 2013. Memorize that number, Ben. We're going to have a quiz later. Fed total assets up 1.17% in the last 7 days. Consumer price index quarterly up 1.07% last 90 days. We got Dow Jones down a bit tonight with the DXY scraping below 90 again tonight. I just saw it before the show started. It's up to 90.09 now. National daily average gasoline per gallon, $3.04. Oil at almost $66. Federal government's debt-to-GDP ratio, 126%. Price of food at home change over 30 days, up 6/10. 10-year treasury rate change over the last 24 hours, it's gained. That's not as dangerous, but if it gains too much too fast, it would be dangerous. Volatility index, the VIX, the fear gauge, the investor fear gauge. It's at 1884 tonight. How long will that hold on the low end of its scale? And finally, we got gold at 1898 tonight. Wow, median home sales prices dropped 3% in the last 90 days. Column 4. Vaccination effects continue to be exposed. CDC discovers more blood clotting issues with COVID vaccine. Doctors, parents file motion to stop FDA authorization of COVID vaccines for children as young as 12. CDC investigating heart inflammation in adolescents who received COVID shot. COVID victims found to experience significantly increased incidence and severity of vaccine side effects. So if you've had COVID and then you get the vaccine, you tend to be sicker from that vaccine, is what that study is showing. OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, abruptly reverses course, says employers will not be liable for COVID vaccine injuries. What's that mean? I'll ask my counterpart who's experienced in the industry in the next segment. And with that, we get a brief timeout while Future Danger refreshes. And we're back in column 4. Forced vaccinations. A report that Oregon will demand proof of vaccination to enter businesses, churches without a mask. Great article from Stephen Stanford. Door-to-door vax squads and COVID camps in our futures. This while a judge in Georgia offers sentence reductions to offenders who get the COVID vaccine. So all those grade 5 low danger headlines, Ben, all pointing in the direction of where possible, they're going to force vaccines. Watch for that one to heat up where they get more dangerous. The speculative article from Stanford will get to the point for you. Do COVID vaccines contain GMO and quote-unquote called magneto, a GMO quote-unquote magneto protein? Capable of remotely controlling behavior and brain activity, Ben. Are we allowed to talk about that news?
Nope.
Well, it's a theory, but it used to be half of these concrete, mainstreaming now with a lab leak theory piece of the news were not so long ago conspiracy. And speaking of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, House Intelligence Committee minority members say significant circumstantial evidence of COVID Wuhan lab leaks. They said that right before the Wall Street Journal took its sweet time to report that intelligence on sick staff at Wuhan lab fuels debate on whether indeed the conspiracy is no longer a theory. Escalating calls were produced for probe into whether COVID pandemic came from a Chinese laboratory. Chinese immediately denied just yesterday. Former Secretary of State says China's communists must be held accountable for their role in the Wuhan lab leaks. That was Pompeo, and I did hear him say, as he was Secretary of State, as this was happening, that they had strong confidence in the origins of the lab leak. And he said it like he was still running the CIA, like a Intel organization chief would say it. Question for me tonight is, why didn't he say it at the time? Okay. That happened this week, and Trump came out and said, I have very little doubt COVID came from the Wuhan lab, but he said that before. All right. Massive volcano in Africa. Deadly one, too. The images are amazing and gruesome to this one town next to in the Congo. And sundry space and weather news to include near hits by asteroids. 6.1 and a 7.3 earthquake hits China this past week. Multiple Earth-directed CMEs, blasts of radiation off the sun over this past weekend. Extreme heat waves across Southwest Asia. And a severe dust storm turns the sky blood red over Algeria. Those are your 65 headlines, because we got one more. We got one more, Ben. How'd I do? 8:30. Hit it. Let's get the music going. I'll let you finish this up. New York Times highlights a paradigm shift of declining global fertility rates. But the article is balanced insofar as it says that the environmental results from a declining world population will be beneficial.
Right. Oh, definitely. It'll help the planet. It's good for the planet. Man, you kicked ass. Great job. Perfect timing on the way out. Crush it. I got so much to talk about, but all I got to say is all it takes is one CME, and everything we said is a moot point because you got a big old EMP event. So that's good enough reason to prepare itself, I think.
Keep it in perspective.
Keep it in perspective. The Dave Joe's EMP special. Also from the sun. From nature. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour. Stay with us.
To reach out to those that want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance, we are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour back for the second half, May 25th, 2021. Just got done with a damn impressive news blitz brought to you by FutureDanger.com. Great stuff, sir. You know, there are just so many articles to get into. Do you want me to just pick?
Yeah, it's,
pick one?
It's just Rorschach, Gestalt, all those abstract German words for it. What do you see? And how do you make meaning of it?
Since you went left to right, I'm going to go right to left.
We previewed it. We talked about kind of what those constellations of indicators are out there. But there's also, you know, things coming at us from other directions that are, you can't take your eye off
of. Right. Absolutely. I mean, I that's the thing, though. I've been chomping at the bit for like 30 minutes because during the preview, I didn't want to spoil it. And then during the actual news blitz, I couldn't interrupt. Now I'm like, all right, now I get a chance to just jump into some of these. But now I don't even know where to start because there's so many important ones. So I'm just going to scan through.
You got the Fed balance sheet under debt massively monetized. That's high. That's higher than usual right now. It's on the economic gauge pulling.
Well, they said that they were going to get the balance sheet up to $9 trillion, right?
Yeah.
And
up 1.17% in 7 days. So.
Yeah, that's 1 week only. Damn.
Is that the reverse repos?
So you said, I think it was a Freudian slip. You said $9 trillion by 2030. $9 trillion by 2023. That's in 2 years.
Yep.
So
sorry about that.
No. That's all right, dude. It doesn't even sound realistic because that was supposed to be never possible to get to that level, let alone in 2030, let alone in 2023.
There's a few slip ups.
No. Well, the thing is, these numbers are so
it's like pitching a made
game. Up.
I busted on a few dates here and there.
Well, these dates and these dollars with the Federal Reserve are so made up, it's easy to get confused. Trust me. They're talking about $40 trillion by 2050. And again, $9 trillion by 2023. Where are we at right now? We are at about $6 trillion. Let me get the exact number. But we're damn near $6 trillion on the Federal Reserve balance sheet. In 2010, there was only $2 trillion. So a factor of three in just 11 years. If that continues, they're expecting 40 plus trillion. And again, that's even if the economy grows, which is going to have so many headwinds because of this debt and other issues we can get into. Even if the economy grows, that's got to be more than an entire GDP in that time. Long story short, the Fed continues to bail out and get these stimulus payments. Look, there was already a massive deficit before COVID. These trillions and trillions of dollars in stimulus payments, corporate bailouts, vaccination programs. They talk about these million-dollar lotteries in Ohio to get people vaccinated and stuff like that.
Multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure.
That's all from the Fed. It's none of it. There already wasn't enough tax revenue to fund the normal shit. Not even half of it.
It never could have been paid for.
And now all this new stuff on top of it is all from the Fed. That's why we talk about the Fed so much,
people. Why should we have to pay for it if it was such an outrageous amount of money that under any normal taxation, we never would have been able to pay for it?
Right. That's the thing. We'd have to raise tax rates to a massive amount. And, I mean, they're trying to do that. That wouldn't fix the situation because it'd destroy the economy. But part of it is they are going to raise taxes, and they are going to try some austerity in certain areas, but of course keep their, you know, Fortune 100 buddies and banksters, mega corporations moving along nicely
so
with their programs,
this,
New Green Deal, etc.
Credit to Zero Hedge. We're reading their article. Last sentence says from the anonymous authors at Zero Hedge that, you know, we very much doubt that there will be a Federal Reserve some 29 years from today. But I can tell you what, if you're here tonight getting a gist of what this means for us, you're taking the red pill on federal debt and how central banking works for the first time. It's important to kind of get your mindset around the fact that they're doing things that can never be paid back on purpose because there's too many people too stupid to know that. But the people who do know that or are speaking out against it, like you have, Ben, longer than me, when whatever comes about after the Federal Reserve, we got a say in saying we did not consent to what was done before.
At least we can say that.
We are not participating in society under the pretenses that it was a good idea to do it that way. Because there's going to be a collapse financially coming from it.
Exactly. And that's where it comes down to the prepper aspect. And we're Prepper Broadcast Network. We don't want to lose track of that. Here's a perfect story from my father-in-law who came here from Nicaragua in the 80s. And guess what? He was talking about when he was a young kid and Ortega came to power. What was the first thing he did? He made a new currency, and you had like a month to come in and trade in your pesos for the new peso. Let's just call it that. And you get, you know, 50%. So you bring in 100,000 pesos, you get 50,000 new pesos. And guess what? You devalued massive amount, maybe not 50% exactly, but pretty damn near. And that was the social, you know, that's how to be socialist, how to get these new Green Deal programs moving, these climate change, fix all that. Look, I don't want to get too much into climate change, but we got other articles to get into. What I'm trying to say is they're just going to have as many fraudulent spending programs as possible while also jacking up the tax revenue. But as you said, they know it'll never be paid back, and they're just trying to run it into the ground. But eventually, what I'm trying to say, and my father-in-law saw it, comes down to currency devaluation. Will it be paper pesos that he literally said that people had in the bags and they brought them down to town square? Literally? No. It'll be something like the Fed coin or the U.S. dollar coin, right?
And if you're out there marginally educated in conservative thought, maybe new to it, the most you know is Levin and Hannity and Limbaugh, and haven't heard some of the things we're talking about. Not that any of them are ignorant of it. They just don't speak out against it. They don't. Their positions of power are such that they could destabilize the Fed, unlike we can, right? At least for now.
Well, death by a thousand cuts. Let me tell you what. When I started, it's been almost exactly 10 years since I founded my original website and started doing a lot more research and looking into this stuff. And in the last 10 years alone, the number of people who not only know what the Federal Reserve is, but have an understanding of the fraud it perpetrates and perpetuates as well, it's grown exponential. So people are waking up to some degree, but we're already so far down the rat hole. Really all we could do at this point is, number one, prepare yourself and your family and friends and try to mitigate the damage to yourself. Number two, plant kind of like the seeds of truth out there. Like, when it collapses, it's because of this and this and this, not because of whatever excuse they're going to use, you know, COVID, war with China. I mean, those things could certainly contribute, but you got to go back. Remember, the banksters and their fraud at a very minimum rotted the system out from under us. So we're very susceptible.
Yeah. And if you're a conventional conservative, as I was describing, and this is a red pill that you're like, this is still too conspiracy for me. Well, it's not a conspiracy. It's just a series of facts that we all witness, right? It's just happened over the decades. And that's what central banking fiat money has done to our nation. And I think the end direction is a lot of other actors in this world, other nation states and actors in this country want to put, you know, the United States into a position of some kind of submission in a global treaty where we are, you know, Versailles. We are, our economic and superpower status is curtailed, and some regime from within this country that is holding on to power, it, you know, goes on to the deck, acts like they're going onto a deck of some aircraft carrier to sign a peace treaty in shame and defeat, right? that's a very dark future that we got to prevent.
Absolutely. No, for sure. So I don't get too much into crypto and Bitcoin as much as I used to. There's been a nice little drop I've been buying, but we are seeing this, and Intrepid Commander himself had a DAC today, a little bit about crypto wallets and the IRS looking for tools to crack crypto wallets and how secure is it. And, you know, down deep, I do agree with him that I don't trust 100% anything on the internet. I don't care. I do trust Bitcoin in particular, the protocol, the distributed network, all the processing power that holds the security. However, I don't trust that my computer doesn't have a keylogger and someone has access to that, as well as different ways to get my multi-factor and hack my account itself. Mm-hmm. So, put that in where you may, I still feel gold and silver, and if you can afford it, land, a bug out location, a Fortitude Ranch, if you can, you want to check one of those out. I know Dave Jones has been talking a lot about those. We might have to go check one of those out pretty soon. But, you know, long story short, I do put a fair amount into the crypto sphere, specifically Bitcoin, but at least half, if not more, goes into the physical realm. If there was a solar flare or EMP and everything went down, you know, I sure as hell don't want all mine. Also, again, as an article here, the IRS looking for ways to get at it. Crypto's one of the only ways. Christine Lagarde, who used to be the IMF head, is now the head of the European Central Bank. Went from International Monetary Fund, the ECB. And she said crypto, i.e. Bitcoin, is an escape valve away from all of the banksterism.
Did she?
And that's why they're taxing the hell out of it now. Or they're trying, and
time to refresh folks on the submarine metaphor for Bitcoin. please reprise what we said a long time ago that it sounds like she just echoed.
Oh, for sure. So I personally loved watching old submarine movies, World War II, kind of campy style. Exactly. That was like a great one, but there's a bunch of campy ones I used to watch. But I loved them. And whenever depth charges were hitting, all of a sudden, bolts would fly out the side. You would see massive water flying out. Or if they dove too deep, the pressure was too high.
Yeah,
it started to shake and creaking. The hole started popping. And there was leaks flying out. So if depth charge and or from diving too deep, that pressure, something has to give. And Bitcoin and crypto, one of those ways out that cannot really be suppressed, unlike gold and silver, which the central banks already had a corner on the market. It is somewhat free, but they have a lot of it. They're able to suppress it with their paper bullcrap as well.
Crypto's the bolt.
But now IRS is all over it, though.
Is the economy.
And they're going to tax you if you make any money off that. But that's better than losing your money.
The ocean above you is the debt, right?
Oh, exactly.
It's the pressure popping that bolt out. First bolt to go is crypto. You know, Bitcoin 1 million.
Pew.
Before it all comes crunch.
Well, that's the thing. All of a sudden, when it actually has a total event, it kind of all crushes instantly overnight. Now, this is interesting. This is a lesson for crypto people, but other markets, too.
You can have a debt jubilee if you get your vaccine.
Well, that's a whole different thing. We'll have to talk about that. I want to talk more about the vaccine passport and stuff like that. You can get your bailout if you get a vaccine. Definitely up the alley. But this is key. Whether you're into crypto or stocks or even just your money in your damn bank. When Bitcoin dropped from about 40,000 to 30,000 last week in only about an hour, once it dropped from 40 to about 32.
Healthy
you
swing.
You couldn't even log in to any of the exchanges or websites anymore.
It was a healthy swing in what is relatively free market, though.
Oh, well, it corrected well, and it washed it out, and it worked well. However, no, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's fraudulent, couldn't but the system in. Collapsed. You couldn't log in. So, now, I already had my orders put in to automatically execute, and they did. So, by the way, folks, use limit orders on buys and sells. That is some investment advice for you, but I'm not making any money off you, so there you go. But long story, I still couldn't log in. I still couldn't make even more purchases. Or if you really panic, people were logging in to sell. But people like me were trying to log in to buy. Bitcoin went from 30 back up to 40 grand. Actually, it's at about 38 right now. Still, compared to this time last year, up by more than 2x. But off its main high, 60K. If you like Bitcoin at 60K, now might be even better at 38. We'll find out. We'll be back.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
For a solo. But tonight.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants.
Patriot Power Hour here for the final quarter. Man, we got so many more articles to talk about, but I got a special one I want to hit on. It was in the, I believe, in the first column, new artificial intelligence called Vibra Image. Vibra Image claimed to be able to profile people from their head vibrations. I mean, I've heard about people's gaits, their walking, and how they slouch, etc., being able to be identified based on that. But now head vibrations? Like, holy crap, that's insane. What do you think about that,
How do you think they do that? How do you think it's even possible?
I got no idea. Let's take a look, I guess, man. That's the good thing. All those headlines we just said, they're not just headlines and random stuff. They're actually full articles that we can go into. So,
checking this on SGT Report. Authored by James Wright, off of Activist Post. Yeah.
Looking a little deeper in. This has to do with contactless lie detection system is kind of where this is built out of, South Korea. Of course, China has a massive surveillance state, but South Korea and just Asia in general leading the way. So that's kind of where it was built from. And China certified
so.
For police use
I
only,
so.
But...
I don't think they're leading the way. I first heard of...
I've heard London actually has more.
...with Guantanamo, advanced military... research programs that could sense whether the person being subjected to words and sounds and images would give off indicators in their brain that they had knowledge. So you'd flash faces at a prisoner, and if they knew somebody, they were testing to see if it was impossible for the person to actively suppress it. And of course, you know, Al-Qaeda, Guantanamo, Taliban, Guantanamo prisoners had no expectation and training to avoid any effect of that. That was 2006.
Okay.
So I'm not sure the Asian countries are leading in some of this. This could be, surfacing, but it could have been classified technology.
That's fair enough. I didn't mean development. I meant implementation of the police state. And but yeah, you get well point. A lot of the stuff, obviously, almost all their technology – not all, but a good portion was stolen or appropriated from the West, especially China. South Korea has developed a lot, and Taiwan as well. But you're absolutely right. It probably was developed here. They're using it for their police, for that, but what the next level of what they're going to use it for is the question, and when are they going to start using it here? It's kind of normalized there. It's going to be more normalized if they try to associate it with the vaccine, for example, or the next crisis.
What if the bank's using it on mobile phone zombies to just take from them? They're too numb to know they could be stolen from right now.
Well, a big part of this isn't just the vibrations and identifying you. It's what's your emotions right now. You know, trust me, I do my best to have poker face, right, during certain situations, but I have certain tells I know for sure. And this is essentially.
But this is the vibration in your brain. Some of that might be completely involuntary.
Right. Well,
do you have an active sense of how your brain's vibrating?
No, you can't
right
stop
now?
Exactly. Especially if someone asks you a question, your brain will automatically vibrate a certain way before you're able to even try to cover that up.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And just for identification as well. So I know exactly. I mean, here's the thing. This article doesn't. You know, it's not pages and pages of the technicals, and there is a caveat at the end where it's like, well, some of these are unprovable or the full extent's not known. But looking into this, this is very reasonable and being developed and used right now, for sure.
I think it's less than 2 years before there's court cases where evidence derived from this are showing up as admissible for as testimony.
All right. You can put it in the sand, 2023.
Not long. Why would it wait?
No, you're right. I mean, I'm sure it's admissible already in many countries. You know, not here, but it's coming. I guarantee 2 years. I mean, I hope not, but it could be sooner than later.
Seven minutes left. What else are we going to hit?
Ford halts production of vehicles due to semiconductor shortage.
Made in China.
And Taiwan as well. I mean, we should stop relying on them, even though they're our ally. They're under threat by China, number one. Number two, it's still at their mercy. Number three, it's not even a diversified supply chain. They're trying to crank out as many semiconductors as they can. Trust me, they want to make money. For PlayStation 5s, for Ford F-150s, for graphics cards, for Bitcoin miners. But they can't churn out enough because it takes years and years of actual investment, capital improvement. You can't print your way out of that with funny money. You actually have to build huge fat chip foundries.
Yeah.
And make 5-nanometer chips and stuff like that. That's actually really hard. It takes a lot of money and years and years of forethought to expand. So anyway, we're seeing that. One thing that I've always been talking about is we'll see inflation, but we'll also just see shortages. Like the worst inflation is when the price is, you know, there is no price. It's not available. I'm an Excel nerd. If you ever done spreadsheets, you get an error that goes like div 0. Or it's just like reference. It has like, it's like an error in your formula. Well, that there's no price. There is no price for not available. It's negative infinity. So yeah,
we're facing a shortage of a rare critical technology from a country that either inadvertently or deliberately weaponized a natural gene edited, impossible to evolve, gain-of-function research product to bring about the defeat in electoral politics of an opponent that brought about a trade war upon the country. And that's the last 2 years.
Absolutely. I believe that 100%. They, in my opinion, have a depopulation long-term plan, but they absolutely accelerated it to knock Trump out. And they did it in such a haphazard fashion that they're getting egg on their face and some of them are going to get burned from it. But on the other hand, they were able to get a very large percentage of the population to take their vaccines. And they shut the country down for a year and screwed up whole generations of kids and stuff. So they're pretty happy with the work they've done.
I'm talking about just the they in Beijing.
Well, there's collaborators here in America and the West. Yeah. Like yeah. A lot of them.
France had them under the Third Reich.
We got to remember that. Yeah. So
yeah, collaborators.
But I mean, China is the outside threat, but in my opinion, without the inside threat, they will not be a big enough threat to really mess us up. But once someone lets them in through the gate, figuratively, yeah.
Run over in low-intensity 21st century warfare right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really got – I've said this before on the show, like, fingers crossed. I'm not even big on the military-industrial complex, but I'm like, fingers crossed they got their stuff together. Hopefully at the Pentagon they got their stuff together. And whatever they got to do to win this war, because I don't have It doesn't seem like it's going too well, but
don't make a mistake. The Pentagon is a power center, and in Turkey, they'd always discuss the deep state. It was the military that lived on after the strong man came to power post World War II, Ataturk, and persisted no matter what the elections were. They persisted as a power center. We have that here. We have all officers and NCOs and enlisted men sworn in, and women sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. It's not a mistake that they swear an oath to the Constitution and not to a president or a Congress. So, I think they're up for holding militarily China at bay. But on all other fronts of warfare, we're losing right now.
Well, that's what I mean. I hope we're developing the next Mustang fighter, but it's like a cyber attack protocol or something, right? Like, we better be using that American ingenuity because we got Pearl Harbored.
With an intel operation that could be trusted to be working in the interests of the United States of America.
And I guess the question, do you or do you not? Well, in the end, I did like what James said today on the DAC. These are important topics. We try to look into them and get prepped, but sometimes just getting out there, trying to get your own food, getting back to the old ways a little bit. You don't have to be totally self-sufficient, only 10%, but it makes you feel better, and then you can fight these type of issues and become more human instead of less human. I swear, it's almost like a humanity game.
It makes the whole country more resilient, more individually prepared everyone is.
And I swear, mentally and spiritually is just as important or more than physical. Physical is important, of course, but just, getting out from under TV or your phone or whatever, getting outside or whatever, just changing it up, after we just give all this information, I'm saying, guys, it's important to work hard and bust your butt, but don't get overwhelmed at some point, because that's also part of their game, is to hit us with so many things that we just give up. So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. How about that?
Yeah, but you have duties. You have duties to keep the country
intact. Don't give up. Don't sit on your laurels, for sure.
Return it to our constitutional foundation and the freedoms and liberty that come with that. So stay in touch with all this news, no matter how, if you have a mood towards it, stop. Just look at it as from, okay, that's the situation. What are we going to do to prevent it from getting worse?
Yep.
That's part of being a patriot, if not a prepper.
Absolutely. I think they go really hand in hand. Very, very much so. All right, guys. That's it. Patriot Power Hour, episode 142 is in the books. Future Dan, another great one. One of our best ever, I think.
Catch you next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Prepper Broadcasting Network, Ben.
Absolutely. Happy Memorial Day. We'll be back next week.